Michelle, what does this mean for education in the state of Michigan?
I think it means that people are paying a lot more attention to the financial side of education. We are looking at a system where 20, 40, 60 districts across Michigan are experiencing problems similar to the ones we're seeing in Detroit and in Highland Park. And we're seeing enrollment across the state that is declining faster than many districts can make budget cuts. This is likely the first of many situations that we'll see.
Back in 1990, there was a situation with the school district in Kalkaska. What happened then, and was that the beginning of this trend?
So back in the early 90s, the public school system in Kalkaska simply ran out of money. They closed their doors in early spring. I mean, we had a situation where seniors were graduating in March and in April, and the rest of the students simply did not finish out the school year. People look at this situation as something that really shook the education community, and people oftentimes reference it as a tipping point that led to funding changes and to Proposal A. Possibly this could be another tipping point where we see more funding changes in Michigan.
One of the issues here seems to be communication. The Highland Park School Board last week said the state was keeping them in the dark. Parents were told the school district could close in February. The way I look at it, there are three parties here: the parents and students, the school board, and the state. Are there communication issues?
I think all of those parties have the same end goal in mind. Everyone wants to have a high-quality school system that's providing a great education for kids. I think they have different points of view about how to go about that. And I think that the state's been communicating directly with parents through a letter that Governor Snyder sent to them. And I think they want to send a clear message about the severity of this situation. Highland Park is simply running out of money. And I think that you can't have a high-quality school system without stable finances. And the governor was trying to make his case to parents and students directly about the importance of the emergency manager.
Now, you mentioned that Detroit and Highland Park, those school districts, are the first in what you predict to be a series of schools that could find themselves under the control of an emergency manager. In 10 years, how will things look? How many school districts do you think could be under emergency manager control?
My hope is that we'll have very few, because I see emergency managers being used only in the most extreme situations. I think the state is taking several precautions that allow them to work with school districts early on so that as funding problems become evident, school districts are able to act and be more proactive. We know that enrollment is declining across Michigan. There are simply fewer children in our state, which means fewer students and right now fewer dollars for public schools. I think school districts have an opportunity to look to places like Highland Park and Detroit and look at their budget with more scrutiny and take more aggressive action on their own without having to be taken under the control of an emergency manager.
That was a rosier picture than I thought you were going to paint.
I like to be positive when I can.
Well, thanks so much for talking with me this morning.
It was my pleasure.